All right, let's come back to order and proceed with docket E7 sub 1073. I am Commissioner Tenola D. Brown Bland, and with me, I'm the presiding commissioner for this hearing, and with me this morning are Chairman Edward S. Finley Jr. and Commissioners Brian E. Beatty, Don M. Bailey, Jerry C. Dockham, and James G. Patterson. I now call for hearing docket number E7 sub 1073 in the matter of application by Duke Energy Carolinas LLC, hereafter DEC, for approval of demand-side management and energy efficiency cost recovery rider pursuant to GS 62-133.9 and Commission Rule R8-69. On March 4th, 2015, DEC filed its annual application for approval of DSM/EE cost recovery rider pursuant to GS 62-133.9 and Rule R8-69 to recover all reasonable and prudent costs incurred for the adoption and implementation of new DSM and EE measures and appropriate incentives. Filed with the application were the direct testimony and exhibits of witnesses Kanisha B. Barnes, Roshina M. Hamm, and Carolyn T. Miller. On March 16, 2015, the applicant filed an amended application along with the corrected testimony and exhibits of Carolyn T. Miller. On March 18, 2015, the Commission issued an order scheduling hearing requiring filing of testimony, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring public notice. The order set the hearing in this docket for today, Tuesday, June 2, 2015, following the hearing in docket E7 sub 1072. Petitions to intervene were filed by North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association, Carolina Utility Customers Association, Inc., Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates 3, and Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, also referred to as SACE. The petitions were granted by orders of the Commission. The public staff's participation as a party is recognized pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 62-15D and Commission Rule R1-19E. DEC filed the required affidavits of publication on May 12, 2015. On May 15, 2015, DEC filed supplemental direct testimony and exhibits of Carolyn T. Miller and the supplemental exhibits of Kanisha B. Barnes. DEC also filed a motion for additional public hearing and public notice of revised proposed rates. On May 18, 2015, the Commission issued an order granting the public staff's motion for extension of time to file intervener testimony and exhibits. On May 20th, 2015, SACE filed testimony and exhibits of Taylor Arrett, and the public staff filed affidavits of Jack L. Floyd and Michael C. Manus. On May 22nd, 2015, DEC, SACE, and the public staff filed a joint motion to excuse witnesses from appearance at evidentiary hearing. On May 28, 2015, the Commission issued an order scheduling additional public hearing and requiring public notice. The order scheduled the additional public hearing for Tuesday, July 7, 2015, at 10 a.m. in this Commission hearing room. Also, on May 28, 2015, the Commission issued an order granting the motion to excuse the parties' witnesses from attending today's hearing. In compliance with the requirements of Chapter 138A of the State Government Ethics Act, I remind the members of the Commission of our responsibility to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire whether any member has a conflict of interest with respect to the matter before us this morning. Let the record reflect that no conflicts were identified. I now call for appearances of counsel, beginning with DEC.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the Commission, Robert Kaler, appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas.
Robert Fee, appearing on behalf of Carolina Utility Customers Association, one of the interveners.
Good morning, Gudrun Thompson, appearing on behalf of Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, also an intervener.
Peter Ledford, appearing on behalf of North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
Good morning, Adam Olds, Bailey and Dixon, on behalf of Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates 3.
Good morning, Lucy Evanson of the Public Staff, appearing on behalf of the user of the city public.
And good morning to all of you. Are there any preliminary matters to come before the Commission before we move into the hearing?
So, Madam Chair, as indicated from the chronology that you've just presented to us, the parties have agreed to waive cross-examination and ask that the pre-filed testimony of all the parties, as well as the affidavits, be introduced into the records as if the witnesses were on the stand and testified, and that their exhibits, which have been pre-marked, also be introduced into evidence. And once again, I'd like to thank all the parties for working with the company to arrive at this stage of the proceeding. I will note, and I believe you've indicated that Duke did file its original application and testimony on March 4th, and it did file the amended application with some changes to the testimony of Carolyn Miller on March 16th, and we would ask that all of that be introduced in the record as previously requested.
All right. There being no objections, the motion will be allowed, and the pre-filed direct testimony, supplemental testimony of all the parties will be received into evidence and accepted as if given orally from the witness stand. The exhibits attached to all of that testimony will be received into evidence and identified as pre-marked. Also, the application and the amended application will be received into evidence in accordance with the motion made by Mr. Kaler. Did I catch everything? All right. Are there to Ms. Edmondson, have you identified any public witnesses that wish to testify this morning?
I have none.
All right. Is there anyone present this morning who wishes to provide public testimony in this docket? If so, please come forward. Let the record reflect that no one was anxious to come forward.
Madam Commissioner?
Yes.
NCSCA does have two exhibits that we would like entered into the record.
All right. Have those been shared with opposing counsel?
Yes, they have.
Yes, they have, and Duke has no objection to these exhibits.
All right. Then you may proceed. All right, the record will reflect that Mr. Ledford passed out two documents. One of them has identification on it as item number 1-4. That will be received without objection into the record as NCSCA Exhibit 1. And the other that is marked and identified as item number 1-6 will be identified and received into the record as NCSEA Exhibit 2. All right. Is there anything further to come before the commission before we decide on the proposed order?
I think that's all we have, Commissioner.
All right. Then the record will be closed. Evidentiary record will be closed. And are all parties in agreement that proposed orders could be submitted 30 days from today?
I think we have that additional public hearing in July, and I think that it might be appropriate to have those filed maybe a day or two after that public hearing.
You're correct. That's correct. All right.
We could say two days after the public hearing.
It would be. Or the transcript.
Or the transcript, yeah.
I assume it would be quick.
Yeah.
All right. We will receive the proposed orders to be filed 2 days after the transcript is made available.
Thank you.
All right. There's nothing else to come before us. We'll stand at ease and we'll move into our third proceeding.